This is CICK News. As I approached CICK's train car on Wednesday of this week, an otherworldly sound emanated from the lounge car. I walk in and see a group of children are sitting anywhere they can find, each with a synthesizer on their lap, playing only the white keys for an ambient jam led by professional musicians Maddie J and Josh Spack from LA, along with Telco Elementary's music teacher Brennan Anderson. Maddie J is a producer, artist, and multi-instrumentalist based in Los Angeles. Originally from Smithers, BC, she's toured with notable artists such as Remy Wolf, Lord, and Summer Walker, and has contributed to Grammy Award-winning albums. Maddie and Josh are teaching something called Synth School, which is teaching children to teach anyone else in the Valley how to play synthesizer for the fall's newest and bloopiest club out of Telco Elementary. This is music teacher Brennan Anderson as I was speaking to him outside of Synth School while they were on a break.
Okay, so we are having a synth club next year at Telco Elementary School for the whole community of Smithers and Telco and Hazleton and Houston to come. And so right now we're training some mentors, some children, to come in and really learn how to use some of the synthesizers that we have collected at Telco Elementary School over the course of the last 4 years. And they're using these Yamaha CSs. And they're going to learn from Maddie J, who's based out of Los Angeles, and her partner Josh. And the beautiful thing about these synthesizers and what they're really trying to teach us is how to make all of the sounds of an orchestra and all of the sounds of space and the universe and different insects. And we've been having challenges like, you know, can we make the sound of a duck? Or can we make the sound of a siren? Or can we make the sound of a low rumble of a diesel truck?
Brennan plans to snag some synth time for the club when Maddie comes back to visit her family in Smithers. But Synth Club will move ahead after this 2-day crash course with the mentors that will practice over the summer and then become the teachers themselves.
Right now, I've just heard from lots of parents and they seem to be pretty excited and their kids are pretty excited. It's pretty empowering to have a tiny little machine in front of you and you can make any sound and be creative immediately and... Yeah. They're very alluring synthesizers.
So then I guess after this synth school, like this first kind of iteration of synth school, everything moves to Telco Elementary, people can rent them out. Like how will people kind of keep being able to play with these and learn from them?
Yeah, so the mentors will be able to take home these Yamaha synths to their houses for the duration of the summer. And then in September we'll meet again. And the idea is one or two Wednesdays a month, we'll invite the whole community out to Telco, you know, in the evenings. I do use lots of the synths in my teaching at Telco Elementary, but we have so many that it's about time that we shared it with the rest of the community and just showed people that they're real instruments. I think there's also a perception that people just press play and then nod their heads and, you know, you could play a reverb pedal and it's equally as technical as playing a cello. It's just about the musicality that you bring to anything in front of you.
Always the teacher, Brennan's ethos is to bring fun and enthusiasm to synthesizers the same way that the Valley has embraced fiddles and guitars. Decades-long camps and groups have been teaching the next generation, and he thinks that it's time to bring synthesizers into the mix.
The purpose of this is to open people's minds in our community that, you know, synths are real too, and that they're equally as technical, if not more so. You know, it takes a lot of computer brain to figure these things out. And so it's just like anything else, whether you're using your voice or a banjo, it's all the same. And yeah, just kind of opening people's minds and giving them the opportunity to actually press some buttons and to feel it.
What is the age range of these mentors here?
My son is in going into grade 4, so he's 9 years old, and then we have a grade 12er as well. So yeah, and if adults want to become mentors, they can too. It's going to be a paid position. You know, the Arts Council has funded it. And yeah, we've gotten other grants for synths to be taken home. So yeah, the whole community is kind of backing it up, which is awesome. You can be 100 years old or I'd say 5 years old. Five to 100.
Okay, good rate. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Maddie J. I think with the synths, there are... It's a creative medium that you can approach from many different angles and from many different ages. It's very creative, and anybody can get a cool sound. You don't really have to know what you're doing or understand why the sound is coming out of it. And if you want to get really in-depth and understand the technical stuff, there's so many ways to do that, and it becomes quite interesting. But you can also just play and jam and have fun with each other.
What was your first synthesizer?
My first synthesizer was a Micro Korg that Robin now has, my older sibling. And that's a really common first synthesizer because it's quite affordable, quite versatile, and iconic, used on a lot of different records.
Is there anything different about teaching someone synthesizer or introducing them to synthesizer versus something like the guitar or voice?
I think that most, it's a lot less like technique focused than when you're learning to sing or play guitar or play the violin. You really have to learn how to like hold it. Before you can make any real music, you have to learn how to, you know, get the sound out correctly. But the synth, you can just get right into the creativity parts of things.
This being your hometown, what do you kind of see being the ripple effect of getting young people excited about something like synthesizers, or just the idea of controlling that sound but also being free and jamming?
Well, you saying that kind of takes me back to when I was living here, and there was a huge fiddle community that I grew up in. And even though that's kind of like specific and not necessarily like you wouldn't think that a bunch of kids would get really into playing the violin, but because there's a community around it and because there's other people talking about it, it's just something to connect on. So I think that like the ripple effect of like having a bunch of people sort of invest in a very specific thing, it enriches like the social aspects of a community, and that sort of starts to bring new ideas and new energy into the creative community. And it's sort of built on the scaffolding of like the concept of this is a synth club, but the amount of different genres that use synths are very vast. Mm-hmm. So a lot of opportunities to bring in new ideas and new genres.
Yeah. Okay, well, this is probably close to the end of the break here, so I guess let's get back in there.
Okay, let's go play some synths. Yeah.
Do you want to do that real quick?
Yeah, I can show you. Well, yeah, you can play it.
That's it. That's a backbeat.
And I'll put the metronome on, you can play along. Oop.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.